Good morning, and thanks for listening to the Book Club at 91.7, WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. You know we love historical fiction here on the Book Club at 91.7, and there is a new work of historical fiction that will really capture your attention. It's titled Salt of the Sea by Ruta Sepetys, and she is joining me on the phone to talk about this work and what inspired it. Ruta, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is, as I mentioned, a work of historical fiction based on something I did not know about World War II, a little bit of the history of World War II. Talk about what inspired and the story behind Salt of the Sea.
Well, I am a seeker of lost stories and a hunter of hidden history. I love these, you know, finding these underrepresented parts of history. And my father's cousin was visiting from Europe and said, you know, Ruta, everyone has heard of the Titanic, but did you know that during World War II, there was a ship that sank with a death toll that dwarfs both the Titanic and the Lusitania combined? But somehow this story was concealed from the world. And I said, no, I didn't. And she told me about the sinking of the Wilhelm Gustloff, which was so tragic. And when I asked her, I said, well, I have never heard of this, and how have you heard of it? And she told me that she had been granted passage on the ship. And the day of the voyage, she wasn't able to get on the ship, and it sailed without her, and she thought her life was over. And then the ship went on, you know, less than 10 hours later, to be torpedoed by a Soviet submarine, and it sank in an hour, and over 9,343 people lost their lives.
It's shocking that an event of this magnitude was glossed over, but we're talking 1945, and there was a lot going on as Nazi Germany was beginning to crumble.
Absolutely. And the ship sailed during an evacuation. This was the end of January, and at this point, the Germans knew that it was not looking so good for them. And the Russians were pushing in from the east, and they had to evacuate, so they staged this large naval evacuation that they called Operation Hannibal. And so the ship was a German ship, and of course priority passengers were the German officers and wounded Germans, but they had so much more space that they decided to take some refugees, and they took all of the furniture off the ship. They even drained the swimming pools, and they packed people into this ship. And capacity, mind you, of the Wilhelm Gustloff was only 1,400. But when it sailed, it's estimated it was carrying over 10,000 people.
This was far deadlier than the tragedies of Titanic and Lusitania even combined. And it was not the only ship that sunk or was sunk in the Baltic Sea in that time period. This was the worst at some 9,000 lost, but there were other ships too.
Yes, there were the Steuben and the Goya. The Cap Arcona, which so tragically sank, was carrying prisoners from a concentration camp and was bombed by British jets. I mean, there was so much tragedy, and it's estimated that over 25,000 people lost their lives in the Baltic Sea during this time period.
Amazing loss of life and a story that's not been told. What did you discover after you were clued in to the Wilhelm Gustloff?
Well, the first thing I did was, look for research material on this, and I found a couple of books, and I'm greatly indebted to a journalist, Catherine J. Prince, who wrote a book called Death in the Baltic, a nonfiction account of the sinking of the Wilhelm Gustloff, and that helped me. But for me, the most helpful research is when I went to Poland, this area of former East Prussia, off the coast where the Gustloff actually sank, and spoke to people who experienced this time period, spoke to families who had family members who were on the Gustloff, and then, of course, speaking to survivors themselves.
I'm speaking with Ruta Sepetys about her new historical novel, Salt to the Sea, available where books are sold, involving, among other things, the doomed voyage of the Wilhelm Gustloff, the single greatest maritime disaster in history. You can learn more about the book at our website, wvxu.org. And the ship was actually not made as a troop transport. This was a part of Hitler's kind of drive to bring the common people some leisure and relief.
That's exactly right. The Wilhelm Gustloff was part of what was called the KDF fleet, which was strength through joy. And all of the cabins were a single class. They were all the same. It was supposed to be, as you said, for the everyman, for the postman, for the carpenter. But of course, Hitler's cabin was the only first class cabin on board the ship.
Of course. Well, this is just a slice of the story in Salt of the Sea, Ruta. And really, it's the people involved in the story, the four main characters who are each from a different homeland, all have their own secrets, and all part of this kind of refugee movement that's moving through the area as Nazi Germany was crumbling. Why did you decide to look at this from so many different angles and so many different, I guess you would say, ethnicities?
That's a great way to put it. Well, when I started researching, and I traveled to six different countries researching this event and realized that there were so many countries involved, the UK, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Sweden, Denmark, Poland, and I realized that we all view history through our own cultural lens. If we're German, we see the story one way, and of course, if we're Polish, we see the story another way. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to represent these different cultural lenses and different regions. So I created four characters and decided to tell the story in alternating chapters of these four characters. We have a Lithuanian nurse, Joanna. We have a young Polish girl, Emilia. We have a German sailor, Alfred, and an East Prussian art thief named Florian. And they're all hunted and haunted by tragedy and lies and war, and their fates converge as they come to the port and they all board this doomed ship.
And the look at the refugee experience, you really draw the reader in as each of these people are fleeing, not necessarily seeking a destination, but fleeing the oncoming war.
Absolutely, and the refugee narrative is one that's always been very resonant with me. I myself am the daughter of a refugee. My father escaped from Lithuania. He spent 9 years in refugee camps before being allowed to come to the United States. And so, you know, I often think about what is it like, especially for these young people, the kids, to leave everything they've ever known and loved behind. And just run without having any idea of where they're going or what the future might hold.
It's also a lens through which we see other refugees, these four characters, as they see both the other characters and the people who are moving in the crowd as they're fleeing war. And What a lesson in human nature. I was struck many times as I was reading Salt of the Sea, thinking about today's refugees, the Syrians fleeing through Europe.
I know. And when I wrote Salt of the Sea, never could I have imagined that when the book would be published, that we would be once again amidst a refugee crisis. And I understand that many Americans don't have direct or recent experience with occupation or armed conflict. But, you know, to prepare for the future, we have to look to the past and maybe we can remember that, you know, the United States, we are a resettlement success story. That at the end of World War II, when Salt of the Sea takes place, it's estimated that there were over 12 million displaced people in this region of Europe. And over several years and period, over 10 million of those people were successfully resettled. So, but I am, for me, that's something that I've researched heavily because I'm the daughter of a refugee. But I know for most people, you know, they see these reports on television, and it's frightening and intimidating.
There's one character, Eva, who is very concerned with, what is her mother's silver or her grandmother's silver that she doesn't want to lose. And just seeing it portrayed in so many different ways how people deal with the trauma and what they focus on during that trauma.
Yes, and those little storylines were taken from my notes, my research notes, when I was interviewing people that were part of Operation Hannibal, part of this evacuation in early 1945. And it was interesting, the things that were lodged in their mind and in their heart, items. You know, one woman wanted to take her sewing machine, and her daughter told me that her mother just for decades lamented the loss of her sewing machine. Of course, other people clung to photo albums or silver, and so I tried to wind that into the book. If we only have, you know, 30 minutes to prepare before we leave on a journey, you know, of which the destination is unknown, what do we take with us?
Ruta Sepetys, she is the author of Salt to the Sea, a new historical novel, available where books are sold and through our website, wvxu.org. You mentioned Florian being an art thief, and that is another of the historical threads that runs through Salt to the Sea, and that is, well, I don't want to call it that, but, well, let's just say it's the story of the Amber Room, one of many masterpieces of art plundered by the Nazis during World War II.
Exactly. The disappearance of the Amber Room is one of the most enduring mysteries of the art world. The Amber Room was this incredible treasure, an entire room made of amber, jewels, and gold. And it was in the Catherine Palace in Russia. And during the war, it was stolen by the Nazis and brought to Königsberg, East Prussia. And the Amber Room was last seen in late 1944. And in my research, I discovered some notes and theories that the Amber Room was belted into several dozen crates and loaded onto the Wilhelm Gustloff. And that intrigued me, and so I wanted to weave the mystery of the Amber Room into Salt to the Sea.
As you were doing your research, has knowledge about these incidents in the Baltic Sea been growing? I mean, is there more attention for this disaster that hasn't existed before?
Well, there's something interesting that happens. When I go searching for story, somehow the universe responds and story comes searching for me. And when I wrote the book, I had a really hard time finding people that were still, you know, alive or who had knowledge of this or who were willing to talk about it. But now that the book has been published, I have heard not only from survivors and families of survivors. This past weekend, I received an email from a gentleman who said he was stationed in Copenhagen and that there was a ship that arrived with people who had perished, that were pulled from the water, mainly women, children, and elderly people. And he had information for me as to what happened to those bodies, which is huge, because on the other side, I've had family members who have told me, look, my father spent the remaining, you know, decades of his life looking for, you know, his wife and his daughter. And, you know, if you know anything about what happened, could you please let me know? I've had divers contact me, sharing their stories of what they saw when they first dove the ship. And now these are men who are in their late 80s. So just fascinating.
And the wreckage of the Wilhelm Gustloff is still there in the Baltic Sea, a ghost ship, you call it.
That's what people call the ship. Yes, it's off the coast of Poland. And I did meet with two of the original Polish divers who dove the ship fairly early on. However, my publisher in Poland, when I told my publisher I'm coming to Poland to research this, they said, Ruta, wait, you're telling us that there is a wreck with a loss of life nine times the size of the Titanic right off of our coast, and we've never heard of it? And I said, yes. And so my Polish publisher became my partner and helped me find people. And so to your point about, you know, have I heard from people, I think this is just the very beginning. You know, the book has just recently come out. And it's important to me, not because I wrote the book, but because during my research, I met so many people who truly believe that the world has forgotten them. And I think that when suffering and sacrifice are acknowledged, maybe we can take a step toward restoring human dignity. And that's why I get so excited every time I unearth a new connection.
Ruta Sepetys, who is the author of Salt to the Sea, a new historical novel based on the single greatest maritime disaster in history, the sinking of the Wilhelm Gustloff in World War II. You can learn more about Ruta and her work and her other books, Between Shades of Gray and Out of the Easy, by visiting our website, wvxu.org. Ruta, thank you for being on the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you so much for having me.